Sitting back together, they discuss the gifts they were able to give their elderly mother. The first said, "I built a big house for our mother. The second said, "I sent her a Mercedes with a driver." The third smiled and said, "I have got you both beat. You know how mom enjoys the Bible, and you know she can't see very well. I sent her a brown parrot that can recite the entire Bible." It took 20 months in a monastery, 12 years to teach him. I had to pledge to contribute $1 million a year for 10 years. But it was worth it. Mom just has to name the chapter and verse, and the parrot will recite it. Soon thereafter, Mom sent out her letters of thanks. "Milton," she wrote the first son, "the house you built is so huge. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house." "Marvin," she wrote to another, second son, "I am too old to travel. I stay home all the time, so I never use the Mercedes, and the driver is so rude." The third son, she wrote, "Dearest Melvin, you are the only son to have the good sense to know what your mother likes. That chicken was delicious." A very happy Mother's Day to you all. The feast day of today marks the stage of transition in the story of the incarnation and resurrection, that Jesus is no more seen in his earthly body after 40 days of his resurrection. Luke describes this withdrawal of Jesus in terms of being lifted up, and Mark describes it in terms of being taken up into heaven, hence the ascension of the Lord. On this day, Jesus' message is to preach the good news to all creation. What is this good news that Jesus had been proclaiming throughout his public ministry, and which at the end of his earthly life he commissions his disciples to proclaim? Secondly, why proclaim the good news to all creation, as Mark writes it? In English, the word gospel is used instead of good news. It comes from the old English word "godspell," meaning glad tidings. In this sense, the four gospels are the good news. At another level, it is the news about the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. For St. Paul, the good news is the message that Christ died for us and was raised to life. In the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus sends out his disciples before the ascension, he commissions them to preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins to all nations. Therefore, the good news includes the aspects of death and resurrection of Jesus, which are related to the forgiveness of our sins. The message of Jesus, or the good news, is not just the written text, nor is it merely the message that is proclaimed, but it is what these words invite us to do. It is the person who is at the core of the news, God in Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is more appropriate to ask, who is the good news, rather than what is the good news? Yes, Jesus Christ is the good news. We can say, in other words, that Jesus invites us to experience the forgiving embrace of God in his person. The good news is that at a particular time in human history, the love of God was made visible in Jesus of Nazareth. And because of this new message of the love of the Father God, Jesus was killed. But the same love of the Father embraced Jesus and raised him from the dead. Today we are commissioned to respond to this good news, to live it and to proclaim it. Now, why is Mark talking about the proclamation of the good news to all creation, while Matthew would only refer to making disciples of all the nations? In the history of Christian spirituality, there are very interesting stories of holy men and women who literally lived the good news together with the whole creation. A typical example is St. Francis of Assisi, who in his simplicity would befriend all forms of life. And he would sing of the brother sun and sister moon. Together with this spirituality, there is still something deeper in the invitation to proclaim the good news to all creation. First of all, the commissioning of Jesus invites us to realize that we are embodied. We are part of creation. We experience the love of God in our embodied nature. Underlying our own experience of salvation, there lies the task of integrating our whole self, body, mind, and spirit. Secondly, the proclamation of the good news to all creation reminds us of what St. Paul talks about in his letter to the Romans, that the whole creation is waiting and groaning. There is a movement in creation towards perfection in God. This perfection has been personified in Jesus, because in Jesus of Nazareth, God became part of creation. In Jesus, we see what we will really be. In Jesus, we see the fulfillment of the purpose of creation. The proclamation of the good news reminds us and the rest of creation of that journey towards perfection for which we are waiting in hope. And as the book of Revelation promises us, we are journeying towards that time, the Kairos, when all will be made new. The good news of salvation, that we are loved by God even if we are sinners, that we are brothers and sisters to each other, that life has dignity, meaning, and we to have dignity, that death is the only way towards eternal life.